Talking travel with Tropical Sky. Experience amazing Thailand with golden temples, turquoise seas, and warm hospitality. Your dream holiday to Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.
Ed Finn from Ed Finn Travels and Sarah Slattery, the travel expert, are back with us this week.
Great to be back again. How are you?
There's been so much talk about where people should be going on their holidays this year, and I know Thailand has become so popular. This is my, someone was asking me the other day, what was my favourite holiday ever? It was Thailand.
And now, I suppose, with the Middle East as well, all of the European airlines have put on extra capacity to Thailand, and it's really been benefiting from that sort of luxury market. Really, it's just such a great value destination. Food, drinks, everything, tours, excursions. It's just fantastic value for money.
Yeah, I have to say, I've been looking up at some of the prices, and while I think a lot of people probably assume to get to Thailand, you have to go via the Middle East, but actually with Thai Airways, with British Airways, there's flights via Paris. There's so many different options actually. And I know, I think what Ed was saying there, I think British Airways put on extra flights, Thai Airways. So there is lots of options. So particularly for people who are thinking about later in the year, they want to travel that direction, and it's still really possible to get there, and the value is fantastic.
Okay, so a lot of people pulling out are going to Dubai and picking Thailand instead.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and I suppose, I mean, in terms of, you know, it has that, I mean, you know, treating yourself, it has that amazing beach holiday. Those islands are incredible. Chiang Mai, Chiang Rai, you know, if you want, like, so many people go there and do, like, cooking classes. You know, you can go and see elephant sanctuaries. And the people are so lovely there as well and friendly. It's just got an awful lot going for it. And the weather, of course, is terrific as well.
The only thing I would advise, don't lose your luggage if you're going to Thailand, because you go into the clothes shops over there, right? Myself and my pal going in, looking for clothes in a normal size. You might be looking for a UK size 12, and the shopkeepers look at you as if you were the size of an elephant walking in, and they say, "We don't have anything for you here." So don't lose your luggage.
Bring stuff in your carry-on bag, just
absolutely.
In case.
Speaking of elephants, Trina, there's a fantastic experience that you can do, and probably Thailand is one of the only countries you can do this in. The Elephant Hills Experience and Thai Beach. It's a 12-night package, and it's $1,769 per person, including the flights. But you get to see a side of Thailand that a lot of people rarely see. You go to the Khao Sok National Park, and people that go there just come back and they rave about it, because it's this amazing connection that you make there with the elephants, and it's a super experience. Now, you also go to the amazing beach resort of Merlin Kailok as well. Very quiet, beautiful, tranquil. You know, that's lovely, those lovely beaches that you see in, like, you know, on the beach and stuff. Just absolutely beautiful and so not commercial at all. But there's loads of different once-in-a-lifetime kind of activities that you can do there. You visit the local markets, you go on these beautiful long-tail boats, and it's all sort of things that you'd never really get to do in other destinations at all. It has that unique stuff. You enjoy a gentle trek through the rainforest, cooking demonstrations, dance performances. So if you're looking, a lot of people now are looking for different things as well, Sarah, I think, and I think that is something that I am definitely going to do. Full board for a couple of nights as well, which is nice, and then the rest is on bed and breakfast. But it's a fantastic package for 12 nights.
I have to say, that's on my own list, and actually I wanted to do that as a family trip because it's suitable from kids age 7. So you have your 2-night Elephant Hills experience, and, you know, completely 100% ethical elephant camp, and of course you get to interact them all very, very safely. All the things are included, your long tail boat ride, food, everything, and then you got your beach day. But I would love to do that as a family, and it's just something that you can combine with any of the islands as well. You know, you can pick Phuket, you can pick Koh Samui or whatever, and just add on. Tropical Sky will do that for you. There's also another one up near Chiang Mai that's relatively new. Elephant Hills have opened up. You even have kind of more time, it's a little bit more immersive experience, more adult focused. But if it's like a 2-night jungle safari, I think it's only opened last year, so it's more like a bush camp. If you wanted to visit Chiang Mai, which is kind of up the north of Thailand, and just kind of get that whole cultural experience, you can visit there as well. And then of course add on some beach days or a couple of nights in Bangkok or whatever at the end as well.
Yeah, and the other thing as well you can do, Trina, up there is, right, if you want a little bit of meditative relaxing, you can go and meet the Buddhist monks as well.
I did this when I was in Thailand. Yes,
they're just the most amazing people, and you come away and you're like, what would you be worried about in the world, you know, when you see how they live so simply.
Because I went, Ed and Sarah, I went with my pal Ashling, and we went in and they did some kind of ceremony, and then we walked away going, I think we're married now, are we? we didn't know what had happened, but they did some silent ceremony on us. I think it was maybe a blessing or something.
I mean, that's brilliant.
I think that's fabulous. And there you were saying, Sarah, about that area, the cultural heart of the Golden Triangle, I suppose, you know, Chiang Mai, but the boat trips on the Ping River there, you know. And then they have those night markets as well, which are just fabulous. And again, you know, so safe. The people there, they have very little in a lot of cases. You even get to meet some of the hill tribes, but they're just brimming with happiness. And
everybody talks about the Thai welcome, don't they? It's such a big part of it. The people are so nice. But I think you really hit the nail on the head there. I mean, there's 1,400 islands, I think, in Thailand. Now, I know only about 50 of them are inhabited. But, you know, most people, when they think of Thailand, they think of the beaches, they think of the movie, they think of the Phi Phi Islands and Koh Phangan and all these cool places, full moon parties and everything. But there's just so much more to Thailand. It's probably one of the most diverse countries I think you could visit, you know, from culture to temples to markets to, you know, the elephant camps. You know, there's just so much to see and do. And I think that's what makes it such an exciting destination.
I was nervous about the food because I'm not very adventurous when it comes to eating different types of food. And it was just unbelievable. Unbelievable food.
Yeah, but everybody says that because it's just the way that it's prepared. And I mean, you know, Thai, the actual, I love spicy food as well. But, you know, it's not all about that. But it's just the freshness and the vegetables. But you were saying there, Sarah, about Phi Phi Island, like you could do a lovely week there from 1229 now. I was looking there as well, which is just fabulous. And that island village resort, that has all the tropical greenery around it as well. It's a real paradise. You know, you're getting all the mix there. But for 1200 quid, I mean, 7 nights all included, I just think that's brilliant value.
Me too. And I think as well for people, particularly honeymooners who maybe might have planned a trip, I don't know, maybe the Maldives or something, and they were going via the UAE, you know, there are like really, really stunning, some of the leading hotels in the world are in Thailand. You know, there are some amazing places you can get to. In fact, most of the deals on Tropical Sky, like the 4 and 5 star hotels, are very, very reasonable. But if you really want to push the boat out, you can do these amazing treetop villas, the treehouse villas in Koh Yao. And you actually, the way you get into them is across a suspension bridge. So it's like you're really right in the middle of the forest and it just looks absolutely incredible. So if you wanted that kind of whole honeymoon, completely romantic, it's got a 400 metre secluded beach there as well, a private pool for a 10 night stay, 5 nights there and 5 nights in a 5 star in Phuket. Like, it's 2049. Like, I just think that's, for such a unique experience, including your flights and everything, that's based on travel in September. But again, you could add on then a couple of nights in Bangkok if you want, or Chiang Mai. I think the value is really hard to beat, particularly in those luxury 5 star hotels.
I'm finding that a lot of holidays this year are really, really expensive. So if you know that doesn't seem like much at all to have such a luxury holiday.
No, absolutely. And like, I mean, the Platinum Collection that they have as well, right? The Sarawin Kayak Lock, that's an award-winning 5 star luxury boutique resort. It's on an actual beach, a 7 mile long beach. It's a dive sanctuaries. It has 5 stunning rainforested national parks. I mean, if you really want to get away from it all, they have the dramatic limestone islands, the sea caves. You can do on the canoe journeys there. And that is all included. Like, for 7 nights, it's 1449. And that's like real getaway from it all. And you'd have an amazing honeymoon there. Like, it would be amazing. And even if you don't know whether you're married or not, Trina, you know, like, it'd be great. You'd enjoy that. It'd be great. Whatever the monks have done to you, like, it'd be grand, you know. But like, imagine catamarans, sea kayaks. If you like water sports, it's just heaven for all that stuff as well.
There's loads of things to do.
I'm moving to Thailand, actually. A friend of mine lives there 6 months of the year, and he says that he's a web developer, and he said that it's just, he's been doing it for years, half in France and half in Thailand. It's just the value is incredible.
I remember we did one of these tours, and we stopped off where they filmed the bridge on the River Kwai. You know that film that was out in, out in the 50s, I think. Very famous film.
That was a fabulous movie.
Yeah, and so we're on the railway there, got loads of pictures taken and everything. Yeah, it was fascinating. There's just so many touristy things to do, but like, you don't feel like they're touristy almost.
No, not at all.
No, that's true. Yeah.
That was the famous Alec Guinness, the actor. Do you remember? He was Colonel Nicholson in that movie. Yeah. William Holden as well. Right. It was brilliant. Yeah. But I think really, I mean, you know, because a lot of people, as Sarah will tell you, Trina as well, at the moment, you know, has an awful lot of stuff was rooting through the Gulf. But the travel business is so resilient, and it's amazing how they have just literally just moved things around. And as Sarah was saying there, just put on extra capacity and took the pressure off one area. And like, so Thailand is really benefiting from it. Like, it has so much to offer. And people go there for like a week, but people keep going back again and again and again.
And just to say, I suppose we should really, in case listeners are thinking of trying to jump and go at Easter or something, the real value is kind of later on, because a lot of the flights over the next month or two have been taken up by people moving from what they were booked or changing flights, and the airfares are a little bit more expensive. So most of those flights or those prices will be based on travel in September. That's when the real value is going, I'd say even probably August, September, but to get the lower airfares. But like, there are prices there for in September now, I'm just looking at it here, it's a top rated 4-star hotel for 7 nights in Khao Lak, the Khao Lak Merlin Resort, $849 including flights and a 7-night stay. That's September. Wow. So that's where the next couple of months, or the next kind of probably 6 to 8 weeks, where people are still changing around their flights and their bookings, you know, you're not going to get a bargain that we're talking about, but you definitely will later on in the year, and it just gives you time to plan. One thing we didn't actually talk about is the weather in Thailand, and that's where I suppose it's important to talk to a travel agent like Tropical Sky, because one half, you know, it depends on the time of the year. Like, you might go to Koh Samui or Krabi or Phuket, and at different times in the year there's rainy season, so you want to make sure you're going to the right beach resort at the right time of the year, just so obviously you finish off your holiday in style.
Yeah, they say late May to October, kind of, that's sort of the sort of, you know, what they would call the monsoon sort of season, so you probably avoid that, you know, so if you can. But November to February is very nice as well. So
I think we went in October or around then. It kind of sticks in my memory. I think it was around then. And I do remember there was one day and the rain was, but the rain clears up after about 20 seconds and it's absolutely torrential. But then next thing it's gone and the sky is so blue and it's sunny again. But I'll never forget it. The hailstones are the size of rocks. Such a mad experience.
Yeah, especially inland. You know, on the Andaman coast, Phuket, Krabi, PP, you still get sunshine there. But there's a higher risk of kind of heavy showers, like you're saying there, and the rough seas. So, you know, because as Sarah said, it's huge. So, you know, there's different climates.
Koh Samui is the one you visit generally in the summer.
Yeah.
And then the others, Krabi, Phuket, the other side, you visit from, as you said, probably October to April or whatever, the optimum times to visit. But there is I think Koh Samui is the place to go if you are going in the summertime for weather. That's where the importance of the travel agent kicks in, and Tropical Sky will advise you at the right places.
Overall, like, November to February is really, I suppose, a very safe bet, you know. But then again, you can be very lucky. I mean, it's like South Africa. The winter, you know, it's like 18 degrees, you know, so it's not what we would call winter, you know. So it's kind of like that. They wouldn't know what winter really is compared to what we'd be going through here. So, but a great spot, and just, it's lovely to talk about places that are offering such good value. They've kept their prices down and they're really going out to attract, as I said, to take up the flack from people that are looking for holidays now where they feel safe and they feel like they're just going to kick back and have a relaxing time, whether it's with the elephants or the Buddhist monks, Trina. You can have a fab time.
For families who think, you know, it may not be for them, like, an awful lot of the hotels, like, there's loads of really, really good family hotels, like the Katatani in Phuket has water parks on site, kids clubs, lazy rivers. Like, a lot of the hotels are really, really geared up for families. It's not just an adult focused destination. I know we mentioned Elephant Hills as well for families, but like, you'd be talking for a family of four over the October midterm break for a week in something like that Katatani, which is the top family, one of the top family hotels. I think it's 5-star, or if it's a 4-star plus anyway, like $4,996, so $5,000 basically for two adults, two kids over the October midterm break. Now, I know a lot of the prices to the Canaries over the October midterm break would be nearly that, so it is a good destination for families.
Ed Finn there from Ed Finn Travels, and Sarah Slattery, the travel expert. We'll talk to you next week, will we?
Absolutely. Thanks, Trina. Thanks a million.
Talking travel with Tropical Sky. Experience amazing Thailand with golden temples, turquoise seas and warm hospitality. Your dream holiday to Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.